Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for a Patriots Monday, Keith?
Yes, I am, Jones. Born ready. Love a Patriots Monday. No Patriots game yesterday.
No, it's still technically a victory Monday. We had a victory Friday. Yeah, we haven't lost in a long time.
That felt weird, a victory Friday.
It did feel weird, but it also felt great at the same time.
Real nice, yeah.
Most of my Thursday nights. But, so I'm excited. The season is going well. Lots to unpack from the games yesterday and as it relates to the New England Patriots. But yeah, things are going pretty good.
So I would agree there's a lot to get to from an opportunity to really watch the rest of the league yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I think some good things happened for the Patriots. Some not so good things happened for the Patriots over the weekend. We can get into all of it here today on Jones and Keith. You can dial us up all day long. 617-779-7937. Phone and text number. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Watch, chat, subscribe to WEEI. It's kind of cliche to say it's all coming up Patriots, but I felt like the way the weekend went.
Yeah.
And look, the Broncos won. They're technically the one seed. The Bills won. You thought maybe they were just going to keep dropping in the standings and make the division that much easier. So I'm not saying it was perfect for the Patriots, but the Chiefs, you and I have said repeatedly, that's the scariest team in the AFC playoff picture.
Yeah.
They lose. They're 500. They're still out of the playoffs. You have Ja'Marr Chase, who we'll get to here, coming up.
Boy.
Which was just...
You can't do that.
A gift for the Patriots.
Yeah. Everything's coming up Milhouse.
I
kind of is.
No, I mean, say that's how I feel coming out of the weekend. Not to mention...
Yeah.
Just watching the whole league, you're like, the Pats can play with any of these teams.
100% they can. Yeah, I mean, I think... If it was truly everything coming up Milhouse, it would have been Bills lose, Ravens lose. Like, there would have been a few other things. But I think, for the most part, you watch everything and you say, wow, the Patriots are as good, if not better, than everybody else, right? They're at least staring down the barrel of what could be a great rematch with the Bills. But they do have a pretty good lead on them right now. So you're feeling great about their spot in the division and in the conference. We talked about it on Friday. The Broncos-Chiefs game really kind of was a win-win for the Patriots. Either you're knocking down the Broncos and the Pats would be the one seed, or it's another week that goes by where Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs aren't in the playoffs. And that was what I was rooting for. I was rooting for the Broncos because the Broncos are also more likely down the stretch to lose like a sketchy game that they shouldn't have lost, right? Like, they've had so many weird games, pulling out games against the Jets and the Giants and the Texans. Like, they are a tightrope walk, but they're winning games. Their defense is good. And Bo Nix, for all the flaws he has, he's very clutch and he can make a couple big throws. He's done it a million times.
So I just want to jump in on that. That, it feels cliche to say, like, he's just a winner.
There's something there.
If you watch the game yesterday, I do think you got to give him that a little bit, where it's like,
I give him a lot.
I forget who said this last night. Maybe it was on the NBC halftime show, or maybe it was on that broadcast of the Chiefs game. I forget which. But somebody was like, the defense is the calling card in Denver, but when plays need to be made, Nix makes them. That clip we played you of the throw to Franklin, it's a massive throw in a big spot. It pretty much seals the game for them. I mean, they're still going to make the kick. But I come out of the game with more respect for Denver. I don't want to disrespect them. That's a good win for them, even at home against KC. There's another shot at them later in the year in Kansas City. I come out of the game with more respect for Denver, but I agree with you 100%. That was a good net result for the Pats.
I'll take it.
You're the two seed, mm-hmm. but we agreed last week. we'd rather be the 2 seed with the Chiefs out of the playoffs than the 1 seed and the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Right.
And that's kind of how it played out yesterday.
Plus, they have another game. That's their first game, and that one was in Denver. So you just think, all right, if they're going to split games, it makes more sense if Denver's able to take that first one, and they do. Now, they're also on an 8-game heater. Like, they're rolling right now, and they could say they beat Philly and they beat Kansas City. So those are two kind of feather-in-the-cap wins. A lot of also really bad teams, by the way, right? Like, everyone's going to look at the Patriots' schedule. Well, the Broncos also, you know, they beat Tennessee. They beat both New York teams. They beat Vegas. Like, it's not necessarily the who's who. But yeah, I will take that. You know, through 11 weeks, tied for the best record. You're technically the 2 seed, but if you had to pick right now who's going to finish with a better record, Broncos or Pats, I'm confidently picking the Pats.
Yeah, I feel that way too. And I think, you know, elsewhere around the league, you saw some of these quarterbacks turn into pumpkins, like Sam Darnold,
God.
Miserable game.
Yeah.
Jared Goff last night, miserable game. I guess at some point I got to start giving credit to the Eagles, but they just don't look right.
They scored 16 points.
They're
like
8-2. Yeah. They win again. It's another good win. They have the most good wins in the league. I think the Patriots, you know, are on the short list in the AFC of good quality wins.
You know, they have the most. They have, like, if this was a college football team, they would be ranked number one
with
their 8-2.
They have
wins.
The best resume.
Yeah,
I mean, they do, but then you watch them and you're like, ugh. Like, nothing looks right with them. Their defense is great.
Yeah.
Nothing looks right with them. I think
they couldn't even get that tush push at the end of the game. It almost cost them.
It's true. They got help from the refs late in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, they were awesome on fourth down against the Lions. Maybe Dan Campbell should mix in a punt. But largely,
play
I think,
calling Dan Campbell netted you 9 points.
One good week, one down week.
Well,
I think you watched the league yesterday and you go, the Patriots can hang with all these teams. Like,
yeah,
who can't they hang with?
Well, and then even the other fear, the other boogeyman, if you will, in the AFC was Lamar Jackson. And you're like, all right, Baltimore's really dug themselves quite a hole, but the AFC North is wide open. Baltimore could still get in, and now you go from like cruising through the regular season to maybe having to play Mahomes, Jackson, Allen in the playoffs. But Lamar doesn't look right.
No.
The Ravens, I mean, struggled against the Browns, and I guess, you know, it's a rivalry game or whatever, but they looked like a mess for a while. They pulled it out. They did get the win, so they're still in the hunt. They still, like, are alive.
I thought Shadur had him at the end of the game.
Shadur did not have him.
I thought Shadur had him right where he wanted him.
Despite Josina Anderson's best efforts to talk up Shadur's
hand. I saw that tweet.
What was that?
I'm blocked and I somehow saw that
Actually,
tweet.
Actually,
yeah,
he should have tied the game.
He didn't.
Oh, he had
Isaiah Bond
wide open. Nick's not wrong. He was wide open in the end zone. He's missed him.
It had to be one of the worst quarterback performances in the history of the league. This great league of ours. Shadur Sanders comes in. Dylan Gabriel gets knocked out with a concussion. Shadur Sanders comes in, goes 4 of 16. 4 of 16 passing.
Sounds high if you watched. I was like, watching. I'm surprised he did that
it's
well.
It's like Derek White from 3. He goes 4 of 16, 47 yards and a pick. And you're like, oh my. Also a fumble. He didn't lose it, but also a fumble. So, like, he was a mess. But they needed all that. The Ravens needed a 13-point fourth quarter and a comeback win over the Browns. But the Ravens are 5-5. The Chiefs are also 5-5. They're both on the outside, which.
Yeah, they're 9-10 in the AFC. They're both somehow behind Houston, who's also 5-5 on the outside.
But, like, Lamar was terrible. Lamar was under 200. Now, Cleveland's a good defense, but we saw what Drake May and the Patriots were able to do against Cleveland. Yeah, they gave up a bunch of sacks, but they were able to score some points. Baltimore didn't really do that. Lamar Jackson didn't throw a touchdown. He threw 2 picks. Because that's also, I bring that up for a couple reasons. One, that's one of those teams that you think you could face in the playoffs. But also, that's the one of the tough games the Patriots have remaining. Or we keep calling it that. We keep going, oh, like Buffalo and Baltimore. I don't know. Maybe we're propping up Baltimore too much.
Maybe. They have won, as you said, what is it? Is it 4 straight? What are they up to now? They are
Baltimore.
Is either 3 straight or 4 straight?
I think it's.
But now they're 5-5.
It's 4 in a row. It's Bears, Dolphins, Vikings, Browns.
So look,
after they lost 4 in a row,
I still believe in them, and I would not want to play them in a postseason game. And I guess we'll see in a few weeks how they actually match up with Baltimore. But I'm not going to tell you they look good yesterday. Chargers lost. That was another team lurking in the AFC.
No, they didn't just lose.
They got smoked.
They got destroyed.
Just
people were like, oh, they're kind of cat in the grass. No, they're not.
No,
they're roadkill.
ETN,
they're trash.
Tootin just ran all over them all day. They just couldn't stop the run.
Lawrence ran
yesterday.
One in. Like,
correct,
yeah, please.
So, yeah, I think all in all, it was a net positive for the Patriots yesterday. I think the Chiefs on the outside looking in is good for New England.
It's great.
And I'll ask the same thing we asked last week. Who's playing better football than the Pats? I mean, you can say Denver. I guess you can say Philly, given all the wins they have in their resume, but they don't look right.
I would say maybe Rams.
I think the Rams would probably be the one. That's a good win for them against Seattle. They made Darnold look bad.
Yeah.
It's the second year in a row they've made Darnold look bad. They did it last year late. including in a playoff game, and they did it again yesterday. So clearly they have no fear of Sam Darnold, who again turned right back into a pumpkin. I think that's those are the most teams you could have on the list right now, and I'm not sure I even agree with all of them.
Well, the longest winning streaks are the Patriots and Broncos tied at 8, and we've sort of picked through the Broncos where a really good game and a good win over the Chiefs, but some wild, you needed like late magic against these bad, like ugly games. Like that international game they played was horrific. But whatever, they're 9-2, they've won 8 in a row. But I would just say if you're comparing 8-game win streaks, I think the Patriots has been more impressive. The next highest winning streak, active winning streak in the AFC is the Ravens, who you just mentioned. And then in the NFC, the Rams have won 5 in a row, the Eagles have won 4 in a row, and that's it. So, like, I mean, it doesn't mean you have to have a winning streak to be playing well, but, like, just that's sort of the company that they're in right now.
No, it's a good shorthand way to look at it.
It is.
And those are the teams playing the best football. Pats are right at the top of the list. What do you think of Buffalo yesterday, by the way? They do hang 44. Allen has 6 touchdowns. He also had a bunch of turnovers in the game and started them behind the 8-ball. It looked like we were going to get a real shootout, Allen and Baker Mayfield. It kind of petered out.
Yeah.
Mayfield threw a brutal pick. Buffalo punched it in shortly after that, and they kind of won going away. What do you think of the Bills?
So I'm not going to trash the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Bucks at all, because I do think that was like one of the really good wins for the Patriots. So it doesn't make any sense to be like, oh, well, the Bucks, this, that, and the other thing. Like, no, these are the two best wins the Patriots have. They were head-to-head, and I think it's one of those things where the Bills are what we thought they were, and like the old Denny Green. It's Josh Allen. It's the Josh Allen show. Josh Allen has to do this. If Josh Allen has somewhat of a bad game, if he has a B-minus game, I think he's losing against a good team. Now, B-minus game, he could still beat the Jets. He could still, although he lost to the Dolphins. But you know my point. Yeah. Like, I think he'd be fine. But no, he literally had to run in 3 and throw 3 more. They only have one other player on offense that I think is an above-average player.
Cook.
Only James Cook. James Cook's nice. He didn't even have a great game, but he did. He was better in the pass game.
Played in the first half.
Yeah.
He really only played in the second half.
He had that touchdown catch, which was really good. The catch
was
wrong.
That was the touchdown right after the Mayfield pick, yeah.
I mean, that play at the end of the first half that he swung it out to Ty Johnson, and just like that goes down as a touchdown pass, but it was like wild that like he was able to score from there. The Bills gave up over 200 yards rushing. So like
Sean Tucker was a monster.
He was a monster.
They gave up 32 points. I mean, I don't know how many of those were short field and not, but you're right. The rushing yards were massive.
No, but they're a good example of like, all right, how far can one truly great player take a team, because they have one awesome, awesome guy, the reigning MVP, but you know he's not without his flaws. Threw a couple picks, and I don't even blame him because he's asked to do so much. They have nobody else. Remember when the GM at the beginning of the year got all mad at a beat reporter for calling out the receivers?
Yeah.
The guy's right.
Yeah, I'd be taking a victory lap if I was that radio host. Yeah,
their leading receiver was something called Tyrell Shavers.
You like him?
No. No.
Oh, you don't like Shavers?
No. And then the next two leading receivers were both running backs.
Landing Strip or Dorito? What are we working with?
I don't know what that is. Cook, Johnson. Then it was like Gabe Davis. The corpse of Gabe Davis is still there. They have Dawson Knox. I mean, it's a mess. Keon Coleman got benched because he was like late.
Yeah, he can't show up on time to meetings.
Yeah, so guys are calling him out now. So like they have an awesome, awesome player, but I don't know if that's enough. They've never made the Super Bowl before, and I don't think it's going to be their year this year either.
I'm telling you, I think on balance, and it wasn't a perfect weekend, Bills win, You know, you still look at the Broncos winning again. Baltimore didn't lose. So it wasn't a perfect weekend. I think it was a net positive weekend for the Patriots.
Definitely.
You watched it just like we did, kicking your feet up week 11. So what'd you think? 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch on a Patriots Monday. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You can watch watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Perhaps the best news of the weekend, Keith,
yes,
as it relates to Pats and Bengals on Sunday, is there may not be any Ja'Marr Chase out there. If you haven't seen the footage yet,
Jalen, what is he doing?
Jalen Ramsey and Ja'Marr Chase were mixing it up, I guess, all game.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And Ramsey will do that to a receiver.
Yes.
They kind of lock horns here at one point. They're trash-talking one another, and Ramsey got ejected for throwing a punch.
Okay.
Number five on number one, as the referee Bill Vinovich described in the pool report.
Yeah.
So he gets tossed from the game. After the game, he reveals that Ja'Marr Chase spit on him.
Ooh.
Which,
it's the lowest of the low.
I've seen the footage. I would say that looks to be the case. Although, as you said before the show, Keith, you can do crazy stuff with AI these days.
You can do anything with computers.
But they zoomed in on one real gooey, gross-looking loogie. You call it the lowest of the low?
Yeah, I don't think there's much worse you can do to somebody else, especially like on a field like that, where it's just like you're staring across from somebody. I mean, maybe like a kick to the groin is like pretty bad. Like, that's like, what are you doing? Just fight him. But
Mount Rushmore of lowest of the low.
Spit in the face.
Yeah, kick in the groin.
Kick in the groin, punch in the groin.
Twist the
hair pull. these are the four words.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Oh, no, maybe the Martian lick. Licking somebody. That's
way up there. You lick their face. That's absolutely out of the
way. Grab his twist it.
It's up there. I would put that
top four,
top five. Yeah, just a bit outside.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Just missing that.
Old twist.
Yeah, I would say all those things are right up there. Like, this is the only time I've ever defended an umpire was when Roberto Alomar spit on him.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't do that.
You can do pretty much whatever you want to these refs/robot refs.
Say whatever you want.
But, yeah, don't spit in their face.
Don't spit on them.
No.
That's disgusting. So, yeah, we had a spitting incident earlier this year. Remember the big spitting incident earlier this year?
Yeah, Jalen Carter. It was the first game of the year.
Yeah.
The Thursday night kickoff, Cowboys and Eagles.
Good showcase game.
We just started the year
on
with
each other.
It.
Like,
and
Lord.
So, to your point, there is precedent. This is rap sheet talking about it this morning.
Yeah.
I don't think any of this sounds good for Ja'Marr Chase. Again, here's a rap with the latest.
The NFL is reviewing this, and precedent is there. If a player is determined to have spit on another player, missing a game is something that has happened. Jalen Carter to start the season is the example. So we will see whether or not Ja'Marr Chase gets suspended this coming week.
Schefter says a decision is expected today.
He's not going to play.
He's probably not going to play.
So they don't have Joe Burrow or Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, please. I mean, I know you love Flacco, but I wasn't all that concerned about the game anyway.
Bad Flacco day yesterday.
Yeah.
It started real hot. Yeah. But a bad Flacco day yesterday, he looked, speaking of quarterbacks turning into pumpkins, he might be the latest. I wonder if...
Also in that same game, Aaron Rodgers got hurt.
Correct.
So, I mean, the Steelers are one of the teams that beat the Patriots, so maybe I shouldn't take them as lightly, but that's just another thing when we're talking about things going the Patriots' way. The Steelers got the win, they're 6-4, but, I mean, who knows how long Rodgers is going to be out.
Multiple people have now texted being thrown into a pond.
Oh, yeah.
Which we did talk about. That's emasculating.
Well, that's emasculating, but that's... Like, that's not disgusting.
It's not the lowest.
Having somebody spit
on
you.
Depends on the pond. Ponds are pretty gross.
Yeah, ponds can be gross.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like that's... You should be able... You should... I say this. Watch, maybe today I'll get thrown into a pond. But you should be able to stop yourself from getting thrown into a pond. There's not much I can do. If somebody walks up to you and you're not ready for it, they just spit on you.
Can't do much.
No, you can't really even defend yourself.
Yeah.
Can't block it. You can't block a spit that's like all over your arm. Still doing the job.
Even if you block it, yeah, it's still pretty gross.
Going to go Matrix style, like Limbo. But yeah, that's gross. And yeah, he's probably going to miss a game. And they're already without Burrow. I mean, let's see what that spread ends up being.
Do you think the way Flacco played and Chase suspended, do you think in any way that changes the Burrow timeline? If Chase is out, I guess Burrow probably is like, well, hell with that. I'm not playing.
I always thought Burrow was out anyway because when he came back, they were like, all right, he's got 21 days to decide whether they want to reactivate him. And you're like, that would have been right around 14 days. Like, I think he's probably going to practice for 3 weeks. Then they'll make a decision. I don't even think there's a guarantee back then.
Text line also says Dak didn't get suspended. He didn't spit on anyone. He spit in the direction of someone, right?
Yes.
And actually, was that the Jalen Carter
the same
game?
Thing.
Right, that was Mike Carter.
I think
Mike
he was in the huddle, spit on the ground. Jalen Carter walked over, just a hawk loogie on
spit
him.
Spit in his face. Right, yeah. So
he's like, oh, yeah, you think that's a spit?
So I would think Ja'Marr Chase ain't playing this week.
I would agree.
It's currently a 7-point spread.
All right. So without Chase, now I'm always surprised when like a star player goes out. It really doesn't move that much, no, but I bet it goes to like
I think
eight.
Quarterbacks move it. Yeah. I think star players, like one individual player, tends to not move it much.
Yeah. I mean, he's maybe the best receiver in the league. And he's the kind of guy that, like, you know, if you're looking at these head-to-head matchups, the Patriots have been so good against opposing running backs. They haven't been great against opposing top receivers. Drake London had a monster game. So Ja'Marr Chase gives them much more of that puncher's chance to pull off the upset. So if they don't even have him,
I mean, look,
T. Higgins, and that's it.
If you want the best example of it's all coming up Milhouse, as
it's coming up Milhouse,
Nick said earlier, that's the best example. So Pats don't play. They probably won't get Ja'Marr Chase on Sunday. At least that seems to be the way the wind's blowing on that one. Never mind. The Chiefs lose again. Chargers get knocked off. It wasn't a perfect weekend. Bills win. On top of that, you have the Broncos continuing their win streak. They're technically the one seed right now. So what did you think of the weekend? You watched it like we did. We'll get to all your takeaways at 617-779-7937. We will get to the Bruins later on today. Rivalry's back, as Keith predicted. We'll get to the Celtics as well. Celtics are heating up, as Keith predicted.
I'm on it.
Bill Belichick also put out an odd statement this weekend.
As Keith predicted.
So we got to get to that. But meanwhile, and maybe we can blame Keith for this, Milton Williams now hurt.
No, not my fault.
Well,
not my fault. I asked him a broken bone question. He didn't break a bone.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Let's get into Milton Williams. Now on IR, how big of a blow is that for the Patriots defense? And is their defense championship caliber? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It's back-to-back wins for the Boston Celtics after yesterday's 121-118 win over the Los Angeles Clippers at the TD Garden. Jaylen Brown led all Celtics scorers with 33 points and 18 rebounds. Peyton Pritchard would also score 30 points in the victory. The Seas are back on the court tomorrow night in Brooklyn to take on the Nets. The Boston Bruins look to make it back-to-back wins tonight when the Bees host the Carolina Hurricanes. Face-off at the TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. The New England Patriots return to the facilities today after following a three-day break after Thursday night's win over the New York Jets. This Sunday, the Pats will be in Cincinnati taking on the Bengals. The Bengals fell to 3-7 after yesterday's 31-12 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase's status is unknown for Sunday's game after spitting in the face of Steelers cornerback Jalen Ramsey. And Week 11 in the NFL will wrap up with the Monday Night Football matchup between the Dallas Cowboys and the Las Vegas Raiders. You can catch the call of the game right here on 93.7. Westwood One's coverage will begin at 7 o'clock with kickoff from Vegas at 8:15. As Massachusetts insurance plans renew next year, most are pulling back GLP-1 coverage for weight loss. Awaken 180 is here to help with $500 off your Awaken 180 program. Lose it once and keep it off with the solution for weight loss, Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.